the year 2010 rolled around a few days ago, a fan asked me if I had any advice for this year. Well, I didn't, but it's not like it takes Dr. Matt a long time to come up with a list of things for you to do. So, as you enter this new year, here are 10 pieces of advice that I expect you to listen to. Number 1. Stop stalling. You've been putting off finishing that project and then putting it off some more. Stop pretending that you aren't going to die and treating time like an endlessly renewable resource. Sure, time itself has a kind of infinite quality to it, but your piece of it does not, so get off your ass. Number 2. Get out of your comfort zone. Some people pride themselves on having built a comfortable life, perhaps the kind of comfort in living that they wish they had as a child. Well, comfort is fine, and I don't advocate making yourself entirely uncomfortable all the time, because that's stupid. But folks, so is never stepping outside of your comfort zone and never growing. Number 3. Allow yourself some pleasure via yourself. Now, depending on the age of who reads this, I don't want to go into too much detail on this one. I'm just saying, take responsibility for making yourself happy and feeling good. I believe we've talked about this before. Number 4. Watch season 6 of Lost on ABC starting February 2nd. I can neither confirm nor deny that pieces of this advice are sponsored. Number 5. Relax. It seems like the pace of our technologically drugged lives only continues to increase in speed. I predict that doing absolutely nothing will become an activity fad. Get ahead of the pop culture curve and sit and stare at a tree for a while. Number 6. Celebrate life. Folks, I've had a bottle of champagne in my fridge, and I keep saving it for some special occasion. You know what? Next time Midgie comes over, I say I open it, because why the heck not? Everything that it took to bring me to this point of awesomeness is cause for celebration enough. In fact, I may open it now because I'm thirsty. Number 7. Be generous. Do something amazing for your friends. Like, you could buy them family/personal portraits with a professional photographer like this guy Alex Rubin in Seattle. Or, if they're entrepreneurial, you could spontaneously promote them to your friends in some fashion. I don't know, be creative with your generosity. It could be fun, or so I've heard. Number 8. Practice the art of delayed gratification. Okay, so your time may not be infinite, but one can take calculated risks. Sometimes you can delay eating one marshmallow now for the promise of 2 marshmallows later. I don't care if you don't like marshmallows, just do what I say. Number 9. Employ some movement of your body at least 30 minutes a day. You'll just feel better. Incidentally, punching a wall in frustration technically counts as movement, but if this is your typical exercise, then I may direct you to number 5. And finally, number 10. Overcome your fears. I know this one sounds a little big at first blush, but I'm not saying get over your fears or never be afraid. I'm saying this year, act in spite of your fears. Acting in spite of your fears and not the absence of fears is the definition of courage. By the way, my lawyers advised me to scale back this advice if you have a fear of catching a bullet with your hands. Thanks for the question, fan. I'm Dr. Matt.